Hey, I'm Cassie.
Hello, we're Mumford & Sons, and this is All That Matters in Rock News This Week.
Apparently, Dave Grohl had a star-studded bowling birthday party. The rock legend was joined by Rick Astley, John Travolta, Steven Tyler, and Guns N' Roses' Duff McKagan. We weren't there because we're touring in Australia.
And I heard that you guys have a brand new single coming out.
It is from the album Delta that we just released and we're touring. And it's one of my favourite songs. Really fun to play. I get to play a Moog Taurus with my feet, which is just something I've always dreamt of doing since I was a child.
Did we get to see that in a film clip?
You got to come to a show.
Speaking of shows, you are still in the country for a couple more dates, which we will have available on the website. Is there any talk of you guys returning to Australia soon?
Trying to make it happen. We're kind of working out what, if there's any cool festivals or anything like that. Maybe you can suggest something cool for us to do.
There's plenty of festivals. I think you guys did a pretty good job of putting up lineups a few years ago. Maybe we can see that again.
That would be great. Yeah, Dungog we did. Fun little festival, which we thoroughly enjoyed.
That would be really fun, actually. Find another cool site, another cool town and a stopover like we did.
Do you think people will come?
I'm pretty sure the numbers have been good this tour. I think we can work it out. So we've heard it here first. We've got the Mumford & Sons Festival touring nationally around Australia. Let's say 2020?
Yes, go with that, yeah. Hashtag fake news.
Red Hot Chili Peppers are heading down under next month. Yep, that's right. It's just 1 month away and we're giving you the chance to see them live. Join the Triple M Club for your chance to score the hottest tickets this summer. Speaking of hot tickets, Fleetwood Mac's tickets are on sale now. Ugly Phil caught up with Neil Finn from the band. Yep, we're still not used to it either. Neil Finn of Fleetwood Mac ahead of the tour.
Being new to the band and replacing Lindsey Buckingham, I guess when you get to our age, you don't expect to have these life-changing phone calls that just come out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, the last thing in the world I expected to get a phone call to come and have a play with Fleetwood Mac. We'd got to know Mac a little bit over the couple of years before that and, you know, valued the friendship and we'd had some musical experience together. So that was a fantastic thing anyway on a personal level, but to get the call and be asked to join Fleetwood Mac was wholly unexpected. A big honour and a very flattering.
Tickets and more info available at the Triple M website. While we're on the topic of hot tours, Slash is in the country next week for his Living the Dream World Tour. Talking to Kennedy Malloy this week, Slash revealed the hot thing he's sleeping with at the moment.
Do you sleep with the axe?
It's sitting on the bed with me right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'd send you a picture, but...
Hey, please do.
To hear the full interview, catch up on the Triple M app now. Living the Dream by Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators is available online and in stores now. For tickets and more info, check it out on the Triple M website. It's been a week of legends with the one and only Queen of Rock, Joan Jett, touring Australia this summer. We were lucky enough to see her at an intimate club gig in Melbourne last week. And for those not lucky enough to make it there, you can catch her live at the Red Hot Summer Tour with Jimmy Barnes, The Living End, and heaps more. Joan Jett dropped by this week to have a chat.
Rock and roll, by its nature, is sexual. Mm. And a woman owning her sexuality and singing with a guitar and singing at people.
It was intimidating to the world.
I agree
because,
with that, 100%.
And it was women saying, and I like sex, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Right.
I'm speaking
but other
out
people,
about it.
People are uncomfortable discussing it. You know, certainly in America, the pretense is that everybody can talk about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to brass tacks, people are a little intimidated, and especially about letting girls own it.
Listen to the full interview on the Triple M app and watch Joan Jett's powerful new film clip on the Triple M website. It's been a hot one, so what better excuse to kick back, crack open a cold one, crank the aircon, and rock out to the Triple M's Ultimate Aussie Barbecue soundtrack. The CD's available online and in stores now. For more info, check it out on the Triple M website. Finally, the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody has scored a massive 5 Oscar nominations this year. Well done to Queen. To stay in touch with all your Triple M rock news, catch up on the Triple M app, and make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in rock news this week.